WRV Roseville, Sacramento, an iHeartRadio station.
It's the Dog and Joe Show.
Dog and Joe on 93.7 The River.
All right, time for the celebrity sexual sexcapades here. What we have is a list of a bunch of high-powered celebrities and what they like to do in the sack. I just found these online, and these are pretty damn good. Do you remember a guy by the name of Bruce Jenner?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of people have forgotten already that Bruce Jenner is now Caitlyn. But back when he was Bruce, he was going out with a chick named Kris Jenner. Maybe you've seen the Keep It Up with the Kardashians.
I think we've heard of her.
Yeah. A long time ago, they joined the Mile High Club on a plane, 39,000 feet. In an interview, Kris Jenner openly admitted that they were on a plane one time and they had sex in a bathroom. They got out of the bathroom. They sat down in their plane. It doesn't say if this was a commercial flight or a private jet or what, but they have their little rendezvous, their liaison in the bathroom. They come out. They sit down. No one says anything. When the plane lands, the captain gets on the speaker and says, "Congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Jenner. You've just joined the Mile High Club. We're so proud of you."
People knew they were doing it?
And the captain of the plane set him over a bottle of champagne.
No way.
Yeah, and everybody on the plane's like, "Yeah, woo!" Pretty funny they got called out by the pilot.
I want you to think about, and thankfully you've been on a plane, what, twice?
Yeah, two, three times, yeah.
So, you know, did you see the bathrooms, how big they were?
I have never used, I've seen them on TV and stuff, but I've never used an in-plane bathroom.
I mean, tiny. You and me would have a hard time moving about inside one of those. They're little.
Well, what are you saying? Just because we do a show together, you want me to go somewhere with you and go to a bathroom? What does that mean?
I'm saying your shortness and my skinniness, as small as we are, we would have a hard time just singly moving about.
Well, yeah, but the way you made it sound, it's like, yeah, hey, River Rockers, you know what we do when we're playing records? We have sex. What the hell's wrong with you?
Why did you have to tell them that? That's supposed to be something that comes out later in life.
I guess I had to clean it up after you told them.
But what I'm saying is, think about how long and lanky Bruce Jenner is.
Yeah, like 6'3".
I mean, just think about the two of them going at it in one of those deals.
How long and lanky Bruce Jenner was.
Well, he's still long and lanky.
Yes, but now he's Caitlyn.
Now he's Caitlyn Jenner.
She's Caitlyn.
Legs and arms flailing about the place. I mean, that must have looked like a sight.
Yeah, a bathroom and the plane, pretty damn small.
That guy is so big.
I don't know if Dana watches Grey's Anatomy. I know, Joe, you watched it quite a bit.
I did. I like that show.
Old McDreamy, Patrick Dempsey.
Mm-hmm.
Money Can't Buy You Love guy. Remember that old movie way back in the day?
Can't buy me love.
What he likes to do, and he says, hey, cars aren't for prom night. That isn't what you have a car for. And he's got a poor spider. Him and his chick, Julian Fink, what they like to do is take his fancy cars out. They like to dust off the cobwebs, if you will, and blow the carbon out. They back out of the garage, leave the kids at home, and they like to go for little in-car romps.
Do they?
Yeah, they go for car drives. And anytime they want to get down and dirty, they just grab the keys and they kind of shake them at one another. And they go out, they get in the car, and they go around, I don't know where they live, and they park, and they get it on in the car. Here to tell you, you know about that bathroom, the size you were talking about on a plane? Inside a poor spider?
I was thinking that.
Not much more room.
Tiny it would have to be, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's how they like to do it. Kate Upton, Justin Verlander.
The baseball player.
Yeah. They don't do nothing. She doesn't talk about anything they do. What she says is she gets pissed because, you know, like Michael Jordan, everyone. It says Michael Jordan used to wear his Carolina shorts underneath his bull shorts from where he went to school in
really?
North Carolina.
From his college days.
He always put those on underneath his bull shorts because he was superstitious. Serena Williams, she'll bounce the ball five times before she hits it. You know how they all wear
dirty. They've all got their weird things.
Justin Verlander, absolutely no sex before a game. And then when he gets home, no sex after because he's so tired. And Kate Upton says she hates it, and it's a buzzkill for me. And no matter what she does to seduce him, now she's learned she can't seduce him. But before she tried to, you know, get him to get it on before a big game.
Yeah.
He would say, no, absolutely, don't touch me. I can't get near you. You repulse me. And then after the game.
You repulse me.
Well, I don't know if he said that. But then he'd come home, and she's like, hey, baby, you just won the game or whatever. What about now? And he just, he's out.
Why? Do you think there's truth, not to get sidetracked, but truth in not doing it before a major sporting thing?
Oh, yeah.
You've heard people say that, and you've
absolutely.
Heard coaches tell you that.
Hey, big C.
Why? It's not going to do anything. Well, what really would it do
absolutely.
Besides wearing you out?
I think it'll exhaust you a little bit more when you're done. You're happy, so you have happy endorphins, not warrior endorphins. You know how it is if you get ramped up for, you know, I don't know, a week or 4 or 5 days go by. you've got that energy, and you've got that I hate to use the word lust, that drive.
Yeah, but we're not losing. Every time that happens, we're not losing testosterone. We still have the same amount in our body, so we still have the same.
We do, but I think if you wait, meaning if you go a spell, if you hold on to it, if you can.
You're a little more amped up.
I think you're a little more fired up, yeah.
I've always thought that was just hokey.
And I think after you do the deed, you're a little more exhausted. You're a little more at peace.
You're definitely calmer.
You're not as edgy.
Yeah.
So I definitely do believe that it takes the edge off. Huh. I really do. I mean, I'm not a professional athlete.
Right. I just always wonder if there's any truth to that, or if they just tell you that to keep you so you don't work yourself out too much the night before.
Rihanna. Rihanna's is good. Everybody knows about the pop star Rihanna.
Yeah.
I'll get right to it. She says, I work a lot, and I have to make a lot of executive decisions. So when it comes to being intimate, I like to feel like I'm somebody's girl. I like to be spanked.
Goodness.
Being tied up is fun.
Wow.
I like to keep it spontaneous. Sometimes whips and chains can be overly planned.
50 Shades of Rihanna.
You know you got to stop. You got to get the whip out of the drawer downstairs. I'd rather have him use his hands.
God.
End quote.
So she keeps the whip in a downstairs. That's because she's not a mom.
Yeah, yeah. Keeps it, you know, right underneath the bread drawer.
Yeah, yeah. The junk drawer at Rihanna's. Whips. Handcuffs. Junk drawer to someone with a family. Ink pens. Scotch tape.
Keys.
Yeah.
Now to Jane Fonda. And I quote this. This was let out on the Ellen DeGeneres show. Jane Fonda says, I have a vibrator that hangs around my neck, and it looks like a beautiful piece of silver jewelry. She said that she often wears that when she goes out to a dinner or somewhere in public, and she says it depends on who you're with and what the bathroom looks like.
Wow. So where some women I've seen would wear a little trinket around their neck that may have cocaine in it, and it looks like a bit of a silver necklace or a little jewel I've seen in movies, she wears a sex toy.
Yes, she does.
Interesting.
That's what she wears. So we'll stop right there. I wish I had more of these. And there are a few more, but they're more boring.
Well, can you top that one right there? I mean, that creates an image.
You just can't. And I want you to think about Jane Fonda, who I still
don't really know if I want to.
She still looks good for her age. She's only like 115.
I mean, when you start talking, you're getting into grandma and grandpa ages. I don't want to think about sex. And
I just want you to think about, though, she wears that around her neck, and she's looking for bathrooms.
It's so crazy to think she would still be doing that.
How can that make you? Did your grandma do that? Like back in Indiana, did you ever go over to grandma's house and she had that hanging on her neck? My grandma didn't.
God, it was probably a real bullet back in those days.
Here's CCR. Ugh. Coming up, your chance to know the Dog and Joe Show. It's 93.7 The River.